I just love bringing it back to the water world of the foil again, you know. Not everybody realizes that the border is actually on the water. But the border, this is for the Republic of Ireland to the UK. And it's not that far out. You know, you imagine the channel as it goes up, you know, the shipping channel comes all the way up the foil towards Derry. You know, that the channel, I think, is in the UK. And even the piers, one pier in particular, in Mayville. But the very presence that the border was there and it wasn't on the other side of the foil basin, you can imagine, it just made life an awful lot simpler for the UK during the Second World War, having lost the Swilly just the year before the war started in 1938. They're faced with another world war, but then they still had the foil. That waterway out there, that has seen everything. Every available type of ship has come down that foil. You know, from our first settlers to the Vikings to the Normans, English, two or three times, you know, and right to the Second World War. Now, I would love to see the sight of the German submarines being surrendered and them sailing past here, going into surrendered Lissahalley and Derry.
But you're dead right there, Desi, about the ships from the Vikings all the way through to modern...
Oh, even before that, the Celts, apparently, the Celts, we are apparently the descendants of, came down the foil. And in the Foyle River, round about Lifford. Is it, do you read that as well, Desi? And Brian Lacey has a book on that period, and he said that whole area is chock-a-block with early Celtic habitation and artefacts. That's the Celts of Ireland, yes, came in that way.
Brian Lacey just draws your attention to the fact that the earliest settlements of that period are in view of the Foyle. You know, as if to see, they want to see where they came from, you know. But since you're going back in leaps and bounds, the earliest manuscripts and the earliest mention of the foil, it's nice to go back and then start working forward rather than what we're doing here, we keep drifting back. And the earliest texts written from older oral tradition gives the rising of three great lakes in Ireland when the world was 3,000 years old. And the three great lakes were Lough Foyle, Lough Neagh, and Lough Ree. That all sounds very fanciful when you say it. Oh, he's gone back to mythology. But think on global warming. Think we're coming close to a period, oral history in Ireland, 3,000 years old, and what happened 3,000 years before people ever knew about the place. An ice age melted. An ice age had come to an end. Could there possibly have been a glacier or something blocking what you know now is the mouth of the foil? There it is. I mean, the foil's not a deep water. The average depth of the foil, the average over the whole Lough Foyle area, is only 5 feet.